Ryan Eisbach is the head coach for the Nottoway Valley Girls, the Red Hot Wolverines. They take on Martinsville St. Mary's, very big Pride of Iowa Conference matchup. Coach, let's hear it from your perspective. It's kind of at stake here as you get together with the Blue Devils.
Hey, Bennett, good to be with you. The conference, I mean, in a nutshell, that's the last couple of years, the winner of this game has gone on to win the conference. And, you know, that was our only loss last year, and they ran the table. So that pretty much summarizes it.
It looks like you guys are fairly, you know, some common opponents and some similar outcomes. You look at this as a pretty even matchup?
I do. It is an intriguing matchup for us. They are, you know, very guard heavy, guard and forwards across their lineup. They're very balanced. Their top three scorers, you know, get 41 to 42 of their 60 points a game. And they've got kids that can shoot it. They got kids that can drive it. They can all play defense. They're all very, very active and very good at making your mistakes count. So we're going to definitely have to really focus up and play a good game.
Lindsey Davis has been on an absolutely incredible run for you guys the last couple of times out, 34 and then 43 points in your win on Tuesday. What's clicking in her game?
You know, I think what Lindsey does a really good job of, among many things, is she involves her teammates. You know, we do talk. This is my fifth season. We've talked about it every year. All five kids on the floor have to be a threat, and that is made easier when you have facilitators that are, you know, sharing the ball at all times. And even last night, or even against Bedford on Tuesday, she had 43 points and she passed up several shots. So, you know, the kids are all playing very hard together. They're playing for each other, and it's pretty neat to see it unfold. And they're all very excited for the numbers that she's putting up, but they all understand that on any given night, you know, we're going to need two or three, if not more, kids to step up and hit shots and do their job.
Who are the other players surrounding her that have made some big contributions? In what ways are they helping out?
You know, Annika Nelson had a great game against Bedford. It was really good to see her be more aggressive. Instead of just kicking it out right away, she was taking it to the rack, and she had a career-high 20. Georgia Holiday and Bella Hogan are two other starters for us that do the little things really, really well. They box out every possession. They play really good defense. They're really, for bigs, they're really good passers. They each have had, you know, very good high-scoring games, but also rebounds are there, which is very important for us. Izzy Icebox, a freshman, that rounds out our starting lineup along with Lindsey. Izzy's kind of come on of late, starting to feel a little bit more confident with her outside shot, plays really good defense. She's kind of our hype person. She's always getting, you know, as a freshman, that's pretty impressive to me, but she's trying to get all of her teammates involved, whether it's a JV or a varsity game.
Don't usually talk to coaches about this with regular season games, more so in the postseason, but nerves. I mean, you think that's going to be kind of a factor, the mental focus here as you come out with what's, you know, potentially at stake in this matchup?
Well, it's always, you know, this is one of those games, kind of like our Solon game earlier in the season. You wish you almost had it later on in the season when you've got more time to get things figured out. But, you know, we have overall a pretty young team, but we're junior-led. You know, they've seen this game twice before. You know, Lindsey's older sister, Alyssa, played them for 4 years. So, I mean, there's always going to be some nerves in a big game. Fortunately for us, it's at home. But I think overall our kids are pretty excited, and they're kind of getting into a groove as far as understanding their roles. And you know, that's always going to be a little bit of an issue. But I figure once we get a few minutes in, we'll be ready to go.
Coach, thanks for your time. Great to talk to you. Looking forward to the matchup.
Thank you, sir. Good to see you. Or looking forward to seeing you. Thank you for your coverage.
Absolutely. That's Brian Eisbach, head coach for the Nottoway Valley Girls. We'll bring you the starting lineups on the other side of this break.